Tuesday. Said I woke up to the summer, shining through. Calling all my friends, asking what's the move. Feeling a little different, I'm on something new.
Today,
I ain't gonna let no clouds get in my way. The only road I'm walking is the one I pick. Catch me sitting in the sun, no time for shade.
Today,
this is the day that the Lord has made.
Ooh.
And I ain't gonna let it slip away. I'm gonna be joyful. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. I'm gonna be joyful.
Today.
I'm gonna be joyful. Ooh, I'm gonna be. I'm gonna be joyful. I got the feeling that you get when you get new kicks. Bell ringing on the last day of singing, yeah. High fiving everybody, but we out of here.
Today.
So fast, life comes and goes. Make it last, best slow your roll. They don't take it as a choice, but you gotta know that today's the day.
Ooh.
This is the day that the Lord has made. And I ain't gonna let it slip away, nah.
I'm gonna be joyful.
I got the joy down in my heart, down in my heart, down in my heart. I got the J-O-Y down in my heart, down in my heart, down in my heart. I got the joy down in my heart. Today, today.
Good evening, good evening, good evening, everybody. And it's glad to be able to have joy in your heart. And first, I want to make a small announcement. There has been an error on my behalf where I put in the wrong questions. The questions that we're supposed to have are questions 131 through 135, but I gave the pastor questions 136 through 140. So you can blame me, but if you got any problems with it, you can talk to Pastor O. Okay, anyway, let's get started. And by the way, my name is Deacon Reed, and I want to welcome all of you to Run Up for Christ Ministries Bible Reading Class. And we thank God for each of you who join in with us every week. And we ask that you help us by letting somebody else know that the Bible class is here on Blog Talk Radio. Tonight we'll be reading Psalms 136 through 140. And following that, we will begin answering the review question. If you'd like to take part in answering the review questions or making a comment, just press the number 1, and that will put you in the host queue. And your mic will be open for you to answer or ask a question or make a comment if you want to. Please do us a favor by keeping all the background noise to a bare minimum or to none if possible. A good way to do this is simply mute your phone when you're not speaking and unmute it when you want to speak, ask a question, or say something. So say a small prayer for me for my little mistakes I made, and at the same time, I'm going to pray for us all. Dear Father God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all the blessings that you've given us, all the things you allowed us to partake in today, good or bad. We thank you for being with us, keeping a hedge of protection around us to allow us to get here to another week to try and present your word and say it the way you wrote it. And so that we have some type of knowledge and understanding of what you wrote, and we can help another if necessary. Lord, right now we just ask the needs and all other blessings in your son Jesus' name. Amen. And now I'll get back with you on the other side of the reading.
Psalm 136. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. His love endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, his love endures forever. who by his understanding made the heavens, his love endures forever. Who spread out the earth upon the waters, his love endures forever. Who made the great lights, his love endures forever. The sun to govern the day, his love endures forever. The moon and stars to govern the night, his love endures forever. To him who struck down the firstborn of Egypt, his love endures forever, and brought Israel out from among them, his love endures forever. With a mighty hand and outstretched arm, his love endures forever. To him who divided the Red Sea asunder, his love endures forever, and brought Israel through the midst of it, his love endures forever. But swept Pharaoh and his army into the Red Sea, his love endures forever. To him who led his people through the wilderness, his love endures forever. To him who struck down great kings, his love endures forever. And killed mighty kings, his love endures forever. Sihon, king of the Amorites, his love endures forever. And Og, a king of Bashan, his love endures forever. And gave their land as an inheritance, his love endures forever. An inheritance to his servant Israel, his love endures forever. He remembered us in our low estate, his love endures forever. And freed us from our enemies, his love endures forever. He gives food to every creature, his love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of heaven, his love endures forever. Psalm 137. By the rivers of Babylon we sat and wept when we remembered Zion. There on the poplars we hung our harps, for there our captors asked us for songs. Our tormentors demanded songs of joy. They said, sing us one of the songs of Zion. How can we sing the songs of the Lord while in a foreign land? If I forget you, Jerusalem, may my right hand forget its skill. May my tongue cling to the roof of my mouth. If I do not remember you, if I do not consider Jerusalem my highest joy. Remember, Lord, what the Edomites did on the day Jerusalem fell. Tear it down, they cried. Tear it down to its foundations. Daughter Babylon, doomed to destruction, happy is the one who repays you according to what you have done to us. Happy is the one who seizes your infants and dashes them against the rocks. Psalm 138 of David. I will praise you, Lord, with all my heart. Before the gods, I will sing your praise. I will bow down toward your holy temple and will praise your name for your unfailing love and your faithfulness. For you have so exalted your solemn decree that it surpasses your fame. When I called, you answered me. You greatly emboldened me. May all the kings of the earth praise you, Lord, when they hear what you have decreed. May they sing of the ways of the Lord, for the glory of the Lord is great. Though the Lord is exalted, he looks kindly on the lowly. Though lofty, he sees them from afar. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, you preserve my life. You stretch out your hand against the anger of my foes. With your right hand you save me. The Lord will vindicate me. Your love, Lord, endures forever. Do not abandon the works of your hands. Psalm 139, for the director of music of David, a psalm. You have searched me, Lord, and you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, you, Lord, know it completely. You hem me in behind and before, and you lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too lofty for me to attain. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me, your right hand will hold me fast. If I say, surely the darkness will hide me, and the light become night around me, even the darkness will not be dark to you. The night will shine like the day, for darkness is as light to you. For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. How precious to me are your thoughts, God. How vast is the sum of them. Were I to count them, they would outnumber the grains of sand. When I awake, I am still with you. If only you, God, would slay the wicked away from me, you who are bloodthirsty. They speak of you with evil intent. Your adversaries misuse your name. Do I not hate those who hate you, Lord, and abhor those who are in rebellion against you? I have nothing but hatred for them. I count them my enemies. Search me, God, and know my heart. Test me, and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Psalm 140. For the director of music, a psalm of David. Rescue me, Lord, from evildoers. Protect me from the violent, who devise evil plans in their hearts and stir up war every day. They make their tongues as sharp as a serpent's. The poison of vipers is on their lips. Keep me safe, Lord, from the hands of the wicked. Protect me from the violent, who devise ways to trip my feet. The arrogant have hidden a snare for me. They have spread out the cords of their net and have set traps for me along my path. I say to the Lord, you are my God. Hear, Lord, my cry for mercy. Sovereign Lord, my strong deliverer, you shield my head in the day of battle. Do not grant the wicked their desires, Lord. Do not let their plans succeed. Those who surround me proudly rear their heads. May the mischief of their lips engulf them. May burning coals fall on them. May they be thrown into the fire, into miry pits, never to rise. May slanderers not be established in the land. May disaster hunt down the violent. I know that the Lord secures justice for the poor and upholds the cause of the needy. Surely the righteous will praise your name, and the upright will live in your presence. Psalm 141, a psalm.
All righty. That was quick and brief, very brief. To all my brothers and sisters, I hope the error that I made, you were able to find out. I passed the open path, emailed you the error that I made, and that is, instead of turning in 131 through 135, I turned in 136 through 140 in place of that. And it should, and that's my error, and I apologize again. But we're going to go ahead on and get started. But hold on, let me say one other thing. Question number, some people cheat. Well, I got the original on my computer, so I have 16 questions on here. But question 13 and 14, I have it as a 13 and 14, but 13 and 14 on my sheet, it should have been a combined question, which it says, I mean, it should have been a separate question. 13 would have been search for me, but what and point out what. That's 13. And 14 is what do we want from violent, evil, and venomous dripping lips. So when we get to 13 and 14, you know, we'll deal with that when we get there. Okay, now start off. Let's go with question number one. We should give thanks to who? Because his faithful love endures forever. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Okay,
okay, Lisa, hello.
Okay, okay, thank you.
Yes, I had to be unmuted.
Okay.
That would be,
that means you guys are following directly.
Yes, that would be 136, 1 through 3.
Exactly. Let's hear it.
It says, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His faithful love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of God. His faithful love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of Lords. His faithful love endures forever. Amen.
Amen. I agree with you on that one.
All right.
Question number two. What things are made to make us feel his faithful love endures forever?
That would be 4 through 9 and 140.
Let's see what you got to say.
No, I'm sorry. Wait a minute. I'm totally in the wrong one. 136, 4 through 9.
Okay.
Okay, which says, it says, give thanks to him who alone does mighty miracles. His faithful love endures forever. Give thanks to him who made the heavens so skillfully. His faithful love endures forever. Give thanks to him who placed the earth among the waters. His faithfulness, his faithful love endures forever. And give thanks to him who made the heavenly lights. His faithful love endures forever. The sun to rule the day. His faithful love endures forever. And the new and the moon and stars to rule the night. His faithful love endures forever.
Amen. All righty. Thank you. I guess I ain't do too bad. Y'all coming with some answers.
Mm-hmm.
Question number three. His faithful love endures forever since he killed the firstborn in Egypt, all the way to leading them out of the wilderness. True or false?
I hear true.
Okay.
And verses, chapter 136, verses 10 through 16.
Go with it, babe. Talk to me. Talk to me. All
okay,
right.
And it read as follows. Give thanks to him who killed the firstborn of Egypt. His faithful love endures forever. He brought Israel out of Egypt. His faithful love endures forever. He acted with a strong hand and powerful aim, or arm, I'm sorry. His faithful love endures forever. Okay, all the way to 16. Okay, give thanks. Well, now, wait a minute. I skipped something. Okay, he brought Israel out of Egypt. His faithful love endures forever. He acted with a strong hand and powerful arm. His faithful love endures forever. Give thanks to him who parted the Red Sea. His faithful love endures forever. He led Israel safely through. His faithful love endures forever. But he hurled Pharaoh and his army to the Red Sea. His faithful love endures forever. And 16, give thanks to him who led his people through the wilderness. His faithful love endures forever.
Amen. Thank you, my sister. I appreciate that. And good evening to you as well. Okay, question number four. This is a fill in the blank. Give thanks to him, blank, to his servant Israel.
That would be 136, 17,
okay.
22.
Talk to me. Talk to me.
It said, give thanks to him who struck down the mighty kings. His faithful love endures forever. He killed the powerful kings. His faithful love endures forever. Sihon, king of the Amorites. His faithful love endures forever. And Og, king of Bashan. His faithful love endures forever. He gave the land of these kings as an inheritance. His faithful love endures forever. A special possession to his servant Israel. His faithful love endures forever. Amen.
Amen. What's the one common thing in Psalms 136 that we know, we see?
Pardon me?
His faithful love,
what's
his
one
love endures forever.
And your endurance.
That's Lord, his faithful love endures forever.
Yes, right.
That's you it. Are good and mercy.
Okay. All right. I thank you for that.
All right. Don't start churching here
six.
Now, son.
Question number no, number five.
Right.
Number five. What type of song were they actually singing?
With your permission,
well,
I would
on.
Like
let
to
me tell you something. Now, hold on, let me tell you something. It's a twist on this question, too. But go ahead.
Okay, I got chapter 137, 1 through 9. And it reads,
whoa.
1 through 4.
Yeah.
Okay.
My bad.
That's a 4, baby.
Okay. Shorthand.
Okay.
Okay.
And it reads,
follow. Besides the rivers of Babylon, we sat and wept as we thought of Jerusalem. We put away our hearts, hanging them on the branches of poplar trees, for our captives demanded a song from us. Our tormentors insisted on a joyful hymn. Sing us one of those songs of Jerusalem. But how can we sing the songs of the Lord while in a pagan land? Amen.
Okay, now that's the answer. That's the answer I was looking for. That's true. But now, what type of songs were they actually singing?
Joyous songs.
Well, that's what they wanted them to sing. Actually, they weren't singing none. They wouldn't sing any because look at the last verse. But can we sing these songs of the Lord while in the pagan land? And you see they put their hearts up and songs that they was asking them to sing. Sing us one of them songs of Jerusalem. So they wouldn't do it. They didn't do it. So that's actually they didn't sing them a song.
Okay. Okay, because it says they can make it difficult to imagine singing joyful songs. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Question number six. Oh, this is a fill in the blank. If I forgot blank, the greatest joy.
That's five.
137.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, somebody.
137, 5 and 6. If I have to get you, O Jerusalem, let my right hand forget how to play the harp. May my tongue stick to the roof of my mouth if I fail to remember you. If I don't make Jerusalem my greatest joy.
Hey. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. That's question number. That was what, 7 or 6?
That was number six.
Number 7. What did the Edomites do to capture? What did the Edomites do? I missed the word. What did the Edomites do when they were captured by Babylon? And what did Happy do with? Oh, what did Happy do with the baby? Who is Happy?
Happy is the one who pays you back. That's what it says in the book.
So what we got, that's 137. We on question 7? Yeah, okay, 137. What do you have for the answer?
I have 137, 7 through 9. It says, oh Lord, remember what the Edomites did on the day of the armies of Babylon captured Jerusalem. Destroy it, they yelled. Level it to the ground. Babylon, you will be destroyed. Happy is the one who pays you back for what you have done to us. Happy is the one who takes your babies and smashes them against the rocks. And also the footnotes.
Okay.
The footnotes of 137, 8 and 9.
We got 8 and 9 there.
Yep, it says, God destroyed Babylon and its offspring for their proud assault against God and his kingdom. The Medes and the Persians destroyed Babylon in 539 B.C. Many of those who were oppressed lived to see the victory. The phrase about the babies is harsh because the writer is crying out for judgment. Treat the Babylonians the way they treated us.
Amen. All right. Put some on that head.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Question eight. I give you thanks with what? And I praise you for your, and when I pray, you what? Wow.
Okay. Brother Deacon, may I say chapter 138, 1 through 3.
Let's see what you got to say.
Okay, and then I like to read the footnotes on that one.
All right, and I appreciate it.
Okay, I give you thanks, O Lord, with all my heart. I will sing your praises before the gods. I bow before your temple, your holy temple, and I worship. I praise your name for your unfailing love and faithfulness. For your promises are backed by all the honor of your name. As soon you answer
me,
you encourage me by giving me strength.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank
and
you, my brother.
Says, okay. I'll put on to say, and it goes as follows as the footnotes. Thanksgiving should be a integral part of our praise to God. This theme is woven throughout the Psalms. God for material and spiritual blessings. Amen on that. We should always thank him for answering prayer. Remember when you ask God for protection, strength, totally patience, love, or other special needs, and he supplied them. Beware of taking God's provisions and answering prayer for granted. Amen.
All right. Letting you know that God will answer your prayers, and when you be in a tight situation, you don't see no way out, he can help you go through the difficulty. So, yeah. All right. Thank you, my brother. Appreciate that, Brother Deacon.
Yes, sir.
We're on question number 9. Every king will do what? And they will sing about whose ways, and what do we do with the proud?
I had 138, 4 through 6.
138. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and it says, every king in all the earth will thank you, Lord, for all of them will hear your words. Yes, they will sing about the Lord's ways, for the glory of the Lord is very great. Though the Lord is great, he cares for the humble, but he keeps his distance from the proud.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate that answer, my sister. Thank you very much. You guys are swinging like y'all on a real baseball team. let's see here. Who we have next? Number 10. What does power of the right hand do, and who planned my life?
So that would be 138, 7 through 8.
Number 10. Yes. Go ahead.
Okay. It says, though I am surrounded by troubles, you will protect me from the anger of my enemies. You will reach out your hand, and the power of your right hand saves me.
All right.
The Lord will work out his plans for my life, for your faithful love, O Lord, endures forever. Don't abandon me, for you made me. Amen.
Good answer. You are right. You're dead on the money. That was what I was looking for. Yes, indeed. If you have time, do you want to do 138.8, the footnote, please? If not, we can go to the next one. Go ahead.
We can go ahead. Every person dreams and makes plans for the future. Then they work hard to see those dreams and plans come true. But to make the most of life, we must include God. We must include God's plan in our plans. He alone knows what is best for us. He alone can fulfill his purpose for us. As you make plans and dreams, talk with God about them. Amen.
Amen. I remember Sister Nicole saying, I can't verbally say each word the way she worded it, but she made that statement that every plan that we make, whether it be big or little, we must include God. I'm like, that's okay.
Right.
Yeah. All righty. I thank you for that answer. And I would say that was a correct answer. We're on question number, 11? Yes.
Yeah.
How did the Lord know everything about me?
Well, it's that 139, chapter 139, verse 1.
Good answer. I'm living with that.
It says, O Lord, you have examined my heart, and you know everything about me.
Exactly. That's it. Plain and simple. And once he read the heart, like Pastor Hope said, that's what he worked with. Once he read the heart, he know whatever else is in your mind or in your body or what's in your spirit and your soul, whatever way you want to look at it. But I want to, well, I'll wait till we finish this, and I'm going to ask a question to Pastor Hope. Okay. Thank you for that, Ms. Free. We're on question 12. Yes. After making my inner part, I thank you for all you did and recorded in your book before what?
That would be 13 through 16 and 139.
Okay, let's see what it says.
It says, you made all the delicate inner parts of my body and knit me together in my mother's womb. Thank you for making me so wonderfully complex. Your workmanship is marvelous. How well I know it. You watched me as I was being formed in utter seclusion, as I was woven together in the dark of the womb. You saw me before I was born. Every day of my life was recorded in your book. Every moment was laid out before a single day had passed. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, my son. Thank you, Mr. Clyde. Okay. Question number 13. Search me for what and point out what. Okay, hold on. Now, this is part of that question I was telling you about, 13 and 14.
Okay.
Let's see. Let's see what you have for search me for what and point out what, if you got an answer for that. Or did you have it where they were combined together? Search me for what and point out what do we want from violent, evil, and venom dripping lips? Because some of them,
okay,
it was merged together. But I had,
okay,
I guess this has got to be the one when I went through it. You know, what do you call it? Typo checking for type errors and misprints. Anyway, I probably separated it then because I have it as 16 questions for this particular from 136 to 140. And
okay,
some people might have seen 15, but for 13, what do you have?
For that part to say, search me for what and point out. Is 23 through 24.
Mm-hmm.
Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. Point out anything in me that offends you and lead me along the path of everlasting life. Amen.
Amen. I can live with that, and I thank you for that. Now, for 14, some might have it and some may not. Well, actually, you do have it. It's the second part to 13 where it says, what do we want from violent, evil, and venom-dripping lips?
Okay,
do you guys have
then that?
Okay,
that
go ahead.
One through, will that be 1 through 3?
All right. What number?
40.
Oh, 140. Okay, go ahead. You're right. 140, verse 1 through 3. That, let me go with that.
Okay. It would be, oh, Lord, rescue me from evil people. Protect me from those who are violent, those who plot evil in their hearts and stir up trouble all day long. Their tongues sting like a snake. The venom of a viper drips from their lips.
All right. That's it. You're right. That's all it. All right. Thank you. Question 15 might be 14 for somebody else. Keep me out of the hands of who, and the proud did what?
I have 140 verses.
Go ahead.
Verses 4 and 5.
Okay, yes. That's it. That's what I got.
Okay. Oh, Lord, keep me out of the hands of the wicked. Protect me from those who are violent, for they are plotting against me. The proud have set a trap to catch me. They have stretched out a net. They have placed traps all along the way.
All right. That's it. I appreciate it. Now, thank you. Last question.
Number.
This one is a fill in the blank. Let my enemies blank on the violence.
Okay, that would be 149 through 11. Let
okay.
let my enemies be destroyed by the very evil they have planned for me. Let burning coals fall down on their heads. Let them be thrown into the fire or into the watery pits for which they can't escape. Don't let liars prosper here in our land, cause great disasters to fall on the violent. But I know the Lord will help those they persecute. He will give justice to the poor.
Okay, thank you. You might as well read the last one.
Surely, righteous people are praising your name. The godly will live in your presence. Amen.
All right, I thank you. To all my brothers and sisters, I thank you for taking the time to partake in this. I thank you for being able to answer these questions. You know what? I tell you what. Since y'all all did such a great job, on Sunday, I'm going to see if I can get Pastor O to give y'all some passes to Famous Dave's. We'll see how that work out.
Sounds good.
So y'all were some great students. And y'all deserve that for the error that I made. He needs to do that for y'all. So now, with nothing further ado, let's bring on Pastor O to get us an answer for our Famous Dave meal. Anyway, hold on. We
got
to take
Mr. Overall
as well.
Y'all got to run that past finance. So you need to talk to Jonathan or Avetrius.
Okay,
you
well,
right
you know
up.
What? We'll bring some Ritz crackers and peanut butter to church.
I'm telling some sardines.
You
got to
know how that's going to turn out.
With some Vienna sausages.
Oh, man, we ain't going to.
With the oil in them.
Drip all on your clothes. Okay, well, Pastor O, we thank you for getting out the paperwork to the people so they had no idea. Some I did have a chance to tell, so they had a chance to take care of themselves. But I thank you, and to everybody that was looking forward to answering questions, that was my error. I take the blame. And I can't say nothing else, but I was wrong. Moving too fast. But
they did good anyway.
Home,
yeah, they did good anyway. They still got them. It didn't even happen. So next week we'll do 131 through 135.
Right, and I'm going to send you a new set of questions for that.
All righty then. Okay,
yeah.
Any questions, any comments and discussion?
No, I just want to say I'm glad to be back in class, Pastor. I was working hard, and I, you know, it's a lot to try to keep up with Janice.
Oh, tell me
about it. To prepare for her on this class, too. So
oh, that's
I'm just
right.
Glad
she got
to be back.
Uh, pr- You got the presentation coming up.
Yes, sir. And hey, yeah, I'm the last person, so you know how that's going to fall. I'm the last one.
So last year she'll be expecting perfection. Now you're going to have to be perfect.
Almost. Exactly. So, you know, it's like I got to make it past Inspector 12.
Inspector 12.
Number 12.
Yeah.
Yeah, you see them in them shirts.
Yeah.
But let me see, it was a question I wanted to ask you, Pastor. I done forgot it now. Golly. Oh, man. Something was done. Anyway, okay. All right. But
okay,
I understand what you're talking about, Mr. Go ahead. You can tell us about Saturday now.
Okay, by way of announcements, Pastor Jonathan Tate going to be preaching this Saturday. I'll be preaching this Sunday, Lord willing, and we all still here in this world. I'll be talking about the tongue. James chapter 3 is back to the book of James, James chapter 3, and we're going to be discussing the tongues. We're also going to be start out talking about teachers. And amen. That's all I'll say about that. But it'll be about teachers. And it might surprise you. It might surprise you. You might find yourself in a good place. And because he definitely won't be talking about the kind of teachers we got at Running for Christ. He's talking about them other teachers. And we'll talk about that on Sunday. Also had a wonderful time today with First Fruit Living Ministries out in front of the church. It was colder than cold. But still, it was unbelievable. It never ceases to amaze me how many people come out. And, you know, I think it was over 60 lunches we gave away. And I think, I don't know how many Bibles. Two people gave their life to Christ. Three people gave their life to Christ. And three people rededicated their life to Christ. And we prayed for each person that came up. The bus driver stopped and let the passengers get off, and they came over, and some got prayer, some got lunches, and they all piled back up on the bus and went on their way. So it was a powerful thing, you know.
Yes.
And I think that's something I'll be doing all year long. I'm supposed to be asking the church members to come out one or two once a month. But I've kind of like it myself.
Well, I can tell you. I can come back out there again. I remember what it was like. I know what it was like.
It's awesome. Yeah. Kathy's been out there, and it's almost like nonstop. And then next month, those clothes you see laying in the back of the church and all that stuff, we'll be giving all that away. Along with other stuff, got a chance to give out some of our church books, some Bibles, invite people to our church with those cards that we have back there on the table. It was
okay.
Just an awesome day. It was cold, okay? But then again, you know, the work kind of made it really didn't get cold until when she said, okay, it's over, it's a wrap. You know how she do, Eric. When it's over, it's over.
Yeah.
Be ready to go.
Yeah.
Okay. And then
you
go
pile up. You get out of there in about 10 minutes after she says it's over.
When she says it's over, it's over. She's there on time. She out on time. And she also going to be our Mother's Day speaker. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
She's going to come out and preach for us on Mother's Day. So looking forward to that. That's pretty much all I got except keep Mother Irma in your prayers. Want to keep her lifted up in prayer, as well as Crystal. Crystal, we got to keep her in prayer because she needs to be back doing announcements. Okay? I'm not good at it at all. Okay, and all the mothers on the move, keep them in their prayers. And Father of the Church, Brother Tyrone Hamilton, keep him in your prayers as well. Pray for his strength in the Lord. And for Sister Hamilton, who, amen, is you're talking about an awesome wife scoring big points in heaven, Mother Hamilton, scoring big points in heaven for being the kind of wife that she is. You know,
yes,
that's that
yes,
for better
indeed.
Or worse, sickness and health, rich or poor, them vows is happening.
Whatever, I'm
and
she
is
witty.
Living them out. You know,
yeah.
That's some tough stuff. So don't forget to keep them in your prayers. And, yeah, there you go. Good class. Good class. Especially with the mix-up, you know what I mean? And everybody answered those
yeah.
questions like they had them all week. So that
but
was
you
impressive.
Remember, you
that
have
was...
some studious people at your church.
Studious students? Amen.
They have great tutorial people there, so, you know, they put them together.
They did not miss one question. And that was awesome. That's good work. That's good work. That is good work.
All right. Well.
Yeah.
But Pastor, I think you should probably put in a good word for the students. Maybe they do deserve to go to Famous Dave's at the expense of somebody other than me.
Deacon Tate, he might be willing to, you know, he'll take care. That's what he do. He like doing that.
We were all right out there sitting in the back of that pickup truck.
He got the van. Remember, he can put everybody in the van.
We want to do it like the Beverly Hillbillies.
Get a chair for Grammy.
When we get there, we can jump right out the truck.
Oh, y'all be in jail.
For real.
Oh, y'all be in jail.
You can't ride in the back like we used to do as kids.
Ain't that something? You could ride in the back of the station wagon. You could ride in the back of the truck. They'll just tell you to hold on. You know what I mean? Nowadays, you literally have to have a seat back there with a seat belt on it. That's crazy, but you know you can't even.
That's what kills me. Excuse me. They want you to ride a bike, a pedaling bike with a helmet, but they let you drive a motorcycle with no helmet.
Yeah, right. That make a whole lot of sense. Well, that's man and his laws, and you know, I often talk to the Lord about man and our laws and. You know, we do our best trying to base them off the Ten Commandments, boy, but we fall way short. I don't think the Lord has any respect for our laws. Our laws are made for all different kinds of crazy racist reasons, greedy reasons, you know, not for the good of the people, for the good of the pocket or the person. That's why we got these laws, and that's why we have so much trouble trying to enforce them. But anyway, that's a whole other thing.
Yeah,
but good class.
I saw you after the day, Pastor. I did come by. I totally forgot all about it. I remember when I saw you out there, I said, oops.
it was fun, though. Next time, though, I guess next month will be a warmer in Michigan. We'll put the tent out and everything, you know, put up the tent and everything. I like it. It's only 3 hours, the whole thing, 1 hour to do the setup, and then, you know, putting the lunches and everything together. And then you get out there for 2 hours and all kinds of people. My pastor even stopped. You know, all kinds. I saw a guy I went to school with. I can't think of his last name, Melvin something. But I went to school with
Melvin. Oh, yeah, Melvin, yeah.
Melvin Lawson. I've Lofton. I think
I
Lawson
about...
come, stayed on 15th Street. And he used to stay on Saliette down there in one of them apartments, but I got a chance to see him. Me and him used to class clown in school together. And it was so cool to see. Oh, I saw Shankster too. Shank showed up. He came
He did it when I was there. He came a couple of times.
Yeah.
Come get them Saliette. His crew.
Yeah, him and his girl.
Yeah, oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, he be having them bunnies. Yeah, he do.
Yeah, it's cool seeing them, though. You know, and especially, and I love it that more people want prayer before they even get to lunch. They want the prayer first.
Oh, yeah, they'll ask me that. What do you want? Prayer.
Prayer. Mm-hmm.
I need prayer, man. I'm going through some things.
And that's a good thing. And see, it gives you a chance to learn how to do that stuff. I mean, most of us, we just go to church. We don't never really lead nobody to Christ, pray for nobody, none of that kind of stuff. And for me, that's all I did when I got called in until the Lord sent me to church. And in church, they just don't do nothing but have church. So for me, this is like being right back when I first got called out. That's right. That's when you're doing the stuff like they was doing in the Bible. But when I went to church, they don't do nothing like they do in the Bible. They just praise the Lord and love the pastor. And that's it.
Oh, man.
And then they continue.
You,
that.
You
mean,
know
really,
what? Go ahead.
Going to church every Sunday is not, you know, it's a good thing because Jesus said don't forsake the assembling of yourselves together. But that is not really the kind of thing. It's what you learn in church that you put into practice that earn your rewards in heaven. Going to church every Sunday, you know, you don't get no reward for that. You do that because you're supposed to. You get rewards for leading people to Christ, teaching somebody in Christ, helping somebody in or outside the body of Christ. That's what you get rewards for. The rest of it is just what we're supposed. We're supposed to go to church, supposed to go to Bible study, supposed to help people. But most of our work is right inside them four walls, and we just go home and be content all week long. Never even speak to nobody about Jesus, and we're right back in church the next Sunday. So, find a way to get out if you can't get out on the fourth Wednesday because you're working, and that's reality. You know what I'm saying? Find some way to be a witness for Jesus, be a teacher for Jesus. Mm-hmm. I'm not talking about in this kind of setting. I'm talking about on your job, like Joyce Myers did. She cranked up one on her job until they kicked her out. Then she cranked it up in her crib till Dave kicked her out. Then, you know, the rest is history. So, you know,
she's
going to
be in Michigan. She's supposed to be here in Michigan soon.
She can go to any state she pick, and 30,000-40,000 people will show up. She's a teacher. The Lord had me under her for a lot of years. My wife introduced me to her, and I got hooked on her in '84, and she became my major teacher. She was the one that the Lord used to, because she teach hard. And I was hard-headed and hard-hearted, so that's why I needed somebody. I needed somebody that was going to cut me up and go to town on me, and she did. It got to the place where I used to say, Lord, I don't want to listen, because as soon as she started talking, she's going to go right into some area where I'm messed up at. And he said, how do you know that? You don't know the future. So I turned her on. And she get to going, and everything is cool. I'm like, oh, I ain't getting beat up today. And then all of a sudden, and the next thing you know, it's all about me. He like, she don't even know you listening. If you wasn't so messed up, it wouldn't be bothering you. But anyway, that's what he used for years to straighten me out because I couldn't stop. I first started listening to her to find fault to tell my wife that women can't be preachers because that's what the Baptist pastors told me. And so I started listening. 16 years later, the Lord asked me, well, is she a preacher or not? I had completely forgot that I was checking to see if she could do what she was doing. It was so good.
Okay.
And I was learning so much. And I'm caught up, and now I got to answer this question. So I thought about it, and I said, well, I remember what Jesus told John when they wanted to tell somebody to stop speaking in the Lord's name because they didn't follow with them. They don't hang with us. They out there using your name, casting out devils and healing people. They don't follow with us. You want us to tell them to stop? And Jesus said they couldn't do what they're doing if I wasn't with them. So I told him what he told them. I said, Lord, she couldn't do what she's doing unless you were with her. And that was the last I heard of that, and I gave up on that idea that women can't preach. That's crazy. Especially when God used women all the way through the Bible. All the way through. So not a person would be here without Eve.
Well, that's a true statement.
If God wasn't going to do no more ex nihilo out of nothing creating, there wouldn't be another human being after Adam and Eve. God created Adam, God created Eve, but every other person came through a woman, and they all came from Eve. So God, and I was listening to some teacher the other day, and they were just laying it out how God fully intended to include women in his program. And it was Nicole, when she was up teaching, and she was talking about Rahab, she was talking about Tamar, and she was talking about Bathsheba, and Hagar, you know, those are four women that's mentioned in the Bible. And it's unbelievable that a woman, four women, got into that genealogy in Matthew and in Luke. That is unheard of. But they in there. And God put them in there for a reason. One, to show I'm going to bring the Gentiles in. And two, to show I can use women too. And we just don't know what to say about Deborah, because she ruled over Israel, and you can't say she didn't. So how can you say God
don't use women in positions of leadership?
And she was sure enough in the position of leadership. Now, her husband, named Lepiadith, his name meant lapdog, but he wasn't a weak man. A weak man can't deal with a strong woman like that. He'll be jealous of her, envious of her. A weak man can't have no woman that talks about in Proverbs 31. That woman, she was doing all kinds of work and business and everything, and her husband was proud and happy and thankful to God that was his wife. But most weak men cannot deal with powerful women like that because they're weak. And, you know, it takes a strong man to be Dave Myers. I mean, a very strong man, because Joyce Myers is no weak woman. She is no weak woman. But Joyce Meyer will get up and say out of her own mouth that Dave is the head of this, is the head of the house, the head of the marriage. I'm under his cover doing this. And he sits there humbly and allow his wife to be powerfully used by God and not intimidated by it at all. She get home Saturday after 4 days, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday doing her thing. He hit the golf course, and she hit the bed. And then
he hit the golf course.
Yeah. But that's what the Lord wants. You know, that's why Running for Christ Ministries exists. He wants people he can use. He don't, you know, churches all over the earth is filled with, what did Tony Evans call them, fans. But not followers. Mm. Fans sit in the stands. Followers get in the game. That's why I don't do baseball, football, none of that other crap. I do drag racing. You know why? Because I can build a car and go get in the game. I'm not used to. My wife will tell you, it is hard for me to sit in the stands and watch other people race when I race. So, you know, I wouldn't even go to the track if I couldn't take my car. Because that's crazy. What am I going to be doing, sitting here watching people race in my race car at the crib? That ain't happening. So, you know, you want to be a follower and not a fan. A fan sit in the stands and holler, amen, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. But followers, they holler out to God like these psalmists. As we read, they were talking about, Lord, these people are making traps for me. I'm just trying to go to work, praise you, and work like I work for you on my job, and I got sis over here plotting on me every day. Lord, beat they plots back so I can advertise and display you on this job. You said I should work for you like I'm working for Christ. Take care of them for me. In Jesus' name, amen. And he will. He will back them up off of you. If a Christian walking with Jesus can make a devil or a demon back up off of him, how much will a human being? You should rule your job. Mm-hmm. You should run your job. I mean, look at God's people when they go somewhere. Look at Joseph down there in Egypt. He didn't run that thing. And look wherever Abraham went, no matter what happened, he ended up the big man in town. I mean, if you look at God's people who stayed with him, you can't stop them. You damage yourself messing with them. Like Jesus told Paul, it's easier for you to go find a fence filled with knives and kick it all day. That'd be easier for you than trying to attack my people. Jesus showed up on Paul to protect his people, and his people didn't even know Paul was coming. That's how he does. So if you in the Lord, you have that great protection. I mean, really, the only things we go through, and now this is going to trip some people out, but I pray the Lord help you to deal with it. The only things we go through is what the Lord God, our Father, and our Lord and Savior Jesus chooses to let us go through, and only if it's going to make us into who we're going to be forever. If it won't contribute but only hurt, it ain't happening. But if God knows this thing is going to help you to become who you're going to be forever, like Jesus say he's working on us in Philippians 1:6, then he'll let it happen, like he let it happen to Job. But then after it's all over, the devil is defeated and disgraced. I mean, you have no idea. He hasn't gotten over the disgrace that this mere human being, this little human being who don't have no power, okay, unless God give it to him, without any miraculous power, Job defeated the devil. Why, toe up from the flow up, he defeated the devil with faith. We're simply believing God no matter what. He could get mad. He could question all he wanted to, but he wouldn't stop wanting to see God, wouldn't stop wanting an audience with God. Usually people get mad and don't want to talk to God, but not Job. Even when his friends came to cheer him down, he still wanted to see God. So that's our life. That's our lot in this life. But once we figure out who we are, we like Jesus. When they try to throw him over a cliff, if our mission ain't done, we just going to walk away. And they just have to deal with that. Now, I mean, you read the Gospel of John, they tried a couple of times to bum rush him, and he just disappeared. And they didn't see him no more. And then he pop up later in their face, and they don't do nothing. That's because God wouldn't let them do nothing. And so, if whatever, I don't care what happens to us, whether we make it happen or somebody or something brought it to us, it's only going to come to us if God knows that this thing is going to work together for their good. If it's going to work together for their bad and make them even crappier, it ain't happening. And so then you have to say, well, then, all the stuff that I go through and I've been through, this is working for my good? And see, that's where faith comes in. Paul sitting in the Philippian jail, how did he get to the place where he sings praises to God at midnight? Why ain't he in jail like most of us would be, feeling like the Lord completely let us down? I'm down here trying to preach to these lost people like you told me to, and now look at me. I'm beat like they tried to kill me. And now I'm sitting in this old stanky dungeon with my hands chained to the wall, feet, rats running around. They ain't let me go to the bathroom since I got here. And, you know, seriously, would we think that God was looking out for us if all that happened? But you got to think, we say what? You reap what you sow. When you go back and look what Paul did to the church, he put some in prison. He killed some. He had Stephen stoned to death. All that stuff happened to him. All of it. But somehow he rose above getting mad at God about it, and he just accepted it. Who was that that said what? Shall we not receive Job? Shall we only receive when his wife told him, man, you need to do something, make God so mad, he just kill you. he said, what, shall we only receive good from the Lord? And not, he didn't understand the bad, but he knew it was from the Lord, divinely or permissively, but it was from the Lord. Even though it was bad, God didn't do it. We know that because we know the whole story. But God allowed
right.
it. So the question is, why? And if we know that all things work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to his purpose, if we believe that and know that, then we look at this crap that's going on in our life. We have to reconcile that scripture with the crap and learn how to sing praises. See, because sometimes we're going to have to sing praises at midnight in a Philippian jail after being beat and thrown into a dungeon for breaking no laws. We're going to have to get to the place where we, like the Hebrew boys, even though we're sold into captivity, even though we're being asked to eat food we are not supposed to eat, we're going to have to take a stand for the Lord, even on pain of death. Now, when we know the character of the Hebrew boys in Daniel, do you think they should have been in Babylon captured with the rest of them? They wouldn't like them. Clearly they wouldn't. But they was captured like them, wasn't they? They was in captivity like them, wasn't they? And you see how all things work together for the good of those who love God? You can't even be burnt up in fire. You can eat only vegetables and look better than food who eat the people who eat the king's food. You could be tossed into a lion's den and not get ate up. And the people who scheme to get you tossed in there do get ate up. So we have to learn to see that. But you have to understand they went through 70 years. The prophecy was not about Israel being in prison for 70 years. It was about Babylon having only 70 years. And Daniel lived to the end of Babylon, right until he met Cyrus. And then took Cyrus to Isaiah chapter 45 and showed what God had wrote about Cyrus and how Cyrus was going to come and take over and run things and how Cyrus was going to help the Israelites repatriate Jerusalem. God is our God is something else. But you have to remember, 70 years captivity. But they're like Joseph, 13 years in Egypt, right? Completely crapped out in jail. And then run Egypt. Egypt can't exist without him. God gave Joseph a plan when he was 30 years old to save Egypt and the surrounding nations. So they couldn't live without him. But his brothers threw him in the pit, then sold him to their cousins, the Ishmaelites, who sold him to Potiphar,
right.
whose wife accused him of rape, got him tossed in jail
right.
for 13 years, answered the cupbearer
yep.
and butcher, baker's dreams, and they still forgot him for two more years.
They left him.
But if God be for you, who can be against you? But you got to know that when you're in the pit. You got to know that when you're sold into slavery. You got to know that when you're falsely accused of rape. You got to know that when you help people, but they forgot about you. He told them, when you get back up there in y'all positions, don't tell Pharaoh about me down here. I ain't did nothing and I'm down here. But he didn't get out until God brought him out. And when God brought him out, tell me who was running Egypt, Pharaoh or Joseph? Pharaoh said to his people, look, it's my boy right here. I don't want your foot to go up and down unless he know about it. And that's the way Joseph had it. Don't go in or out unless he know about it. Don't rise up or lay down unless he know about it.
Mm-hmm.
He told him that only in this throne do I have more power than Joseph. He was talking about position, not actual
right.
power, because Joseph had power. And his power was a financial plan to save Egypt. And it was a finance plan. That's all it was. And it was a simple plan. You got seven good years, You got 7 bad years. Save up in the 7 good years. Be hooked up in the 7 bad years. That's a simple plan. But God blessed the 7 years. And then God blessed them through the 7 years, the bad years. It's just a simple financial plan. That's all it was. It was like a bankruptcy, a reorganization plan. That's all it was. And he became who he became. And look at Moses with a little scary self. I ain't going down there. I don't even talk right. And God say, well, and your brother Aaron do the talk right. Let him do the talking. And they go down there, them little, look at, think about them. They coming out of the wilderness, right, with them Israelite clothes and the staff, and look like all the clothes they own, they got on. And they stand in front of Pharaoh and say, let my people go. And Pharaoh look at them like, really, dude, you smell like a camel. You need, I let you go wash up and then you come back. Look what happened. God tore Egypt up. He tore Egypt up. They was glad to see them brothers leave. They're like, look, I tell you what, y'all going to the wilderness forever and don't come back. We'll be real happy. That's what happens when you stay and do what the Lord tell you to do and let him have his way. Your enemies got a heck of a problem coming because you doing God's will and they getting in the way. He'll treat them like the Red Sea. They'll be split. You better cut me off. I feel my help coming.
Go ahead, Lord. Take it.
Like the preacher say, my help coming.
I heard Deacon Tate say he need a deacon.
Wow.
Yeah, he talking about sometimes we didn't hear Deacon Tate to be talking. He'd be like, oh, well, I didn't touch the Google button.
Oh, yeah.
One time, because Google will give you a million answers for one question. I'm like, Google, you just ain't got nothing to do, do you?
Yeah.
He said he needed prayer. I said he needed deacon. I said, he all right over, you all right over there?
You
all right over
there,
Deacon Tate?
Y'all leave my man
alone. Be quiet now. I'm telling you to pray.
Okay, then. Well, we got what Pastor O said.
Yeah, we
Okay, I think I done preached everybody to sleep, so.
Hello? Hello?
Yeah.
We're all here.
I think you were all
in my presentation, Akko. You were all in my presentation for Sunday.
All right.
Oh,
that's why you were quiet. You're like, wait a minute, slow down. I'm writing this down.
in my stuff.
I'm writing this down.
Yeah. Well, that's some good material to look at. Okay, well, everybody, I thank you for your time. I thank you for especially the effort you put in to answer the questions that I did wrong. So I'm going to take the blame. Didn't nobody do it this time. I did it myself. Anyway, let's get out of here and let everybody go on with their day. Dear gracious Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all the many things that we may have picked up today or learned today. But we ask that you allow us to retain it. You ask that you even give us more. Well, we're not just satisfied with what we picked up today. We'd like to gather more of your information so we'll learn how to have a more prestigious relationship with you, with the Son, the Holy Spirit, with the F, all three of y'all at once. We want to thank you for the work that all three of you guys do for us every day. At some time each day, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit is working with us. We thank you for it. We ask that you keep us to keep your, whatever happens, don't let go of our hands. Just keep us in your hands.
Lord, we just ask the needs and all of the blessings in your son Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you again, my brothers and sisters.
Amen.
Amen. That's some awesome stuff. Keep us in your hands. That's the first song I learned in church and kind of liked Hold to God's Unchanging Hand. And that's what he does. And the reason we know that God will keep us in his hands and we'll never, ever be lost, because when he put the Holy Spirit inside of us, he put himself inside of us.
Exactly.
And so we are that close. What Jesus prayed in John 17, that we'd become one. Well, God accomplished that, because we all of us got the same Holy Spirit in us. Every single one of us right now tonight got the same Holy Spirit in us. And that's God's way of letting us know that it's a guarantee that we belong to him, and a guarantee that all his promises going to come true, and a guarantee that we get to go home and live with him forever. That's some awesome stuff. Hey, I'd like to end with something special. You know, I got a good song here. It's an old song, but you'll remember it. How many of y'all remember Al Green?
Well, love and happiness.
He said. like you said.